You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, good Saturday morning. Yes, I am back from Kansas, and summertime is here along the Great Gulf Coast. We got lots of outdoor events on our calendar. It's fishing rodeo season, fishing tournaments, pirogue racing, hands-on family fishing events. Got lots to tell you about, including the winners of the Hooked on Healing trip raffle. If you were signed up and you were lucky enough to be picked, we'll announce those winners a little bit later on. Today, we're also kicking off National Safe Boating Week. Begins today, May 17th through the 23rd. And Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents will be out in full force during this week to perform boating safety checks that will include making sure all personal flotation device regulations are being followed, and that each boat has a sober operator. And with regard to sober operators, I've got a bad boy of the outdoors group story. 8 boaters who maybe now have discovered that alcohol and water do not mix. And, of course, we've got live fishing reports for you as we head into our big Memorial Day weekend. Next week, the CCA Star kicks off. Have you signed up yet? I have. You don't want to be that guy or girl that catches a tagged fish and is not signed up. The Alabama red snapper season opens up next Friday, just in time for that Memorial Day weekend, and I know a lot of the Alabama anglers have been anxiously awaiting that. And we've been asking some of our professional fishing guides that we talked to what was their key to success. And we'll check in with a couple more of them this morning, because if you are an aspiring fisherman that would like to turn it into a career and a business, they've got some tips and advice on what made them successful. And if you've had a successful fishing or a hunting trip this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments and questions. We'll put it with the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time here at the studio at 504-260-1870. That number again is 504-260-1870. All right, taking a look at your coastal marine forecast. Boy, not great looking weekend, great looking day. Light winds offshore, south 5 to 10. What a great opportunity to get out and get some snapper. Expecting 2 to 3 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, those southerly 5 to 10 winds will present just a light chop out there on the water. Tomorrow is kind of a rerun. Winds 5 to 10 offshore, seas dropping to a 2 foot or less. And on the interior, again, a light chop with southerly winds at 5 to 10. Typical Gulf Coast summertime forecast. Got a good tide range. A lot of water going to be moving. 1.4 is the average tide range. And the Mississippi River, thankfully, is continuing to drop. It's around 13.7, which should prevent a spillway opening. So there it is. The stage is set. I've got lots to talk about this morning. And again, that number to contact us. We love to hear from the audience. In fact, some of the topics we cover were generated by listeners' requests. So if you've got something you'd like to hear us talk about or you want to talk about, 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line. And we'll be talking to Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. We also got a report from the opposite end of the state over there in Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll talk to Captain Kirk and Captain Darrell Carpenter from Grand Isle. They'll all be checking in this first hour, and we've got another whole hour after this, so thanks for tuning in, as you do, hopefully, each and every Saturday morning. I'm going to tell you about a very special Bayou Wild TV episode, including Tigers in the Wild. Two tigers, one nicknamed Bear, the other one nicknamed Monster. Did you see it? Just ended a little while ago. It was on our WUPL Channel 54 station in New Orleans, but if you haven't, there's lots of other opportunities to catch it and watch a couple of really star baseball players who are destined to be major leaguers out there hunting quail. And with my dog Smokey, her sister Latte, and handler Dean Galatas, take a look at it. It's BayouWildTV.com. It's on YouTube. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more of the stuff we love to talk about on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, we're hoping he's got some big shrimp because, man, we've got a great forecast to get out and fish this morning. Let's check in with Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina. Hey, Robbie, man, we got a beautiful-looking weekend ahead, huh?
Oh, I tell you, Don, it's been a beautiful morning so far. We got a south wind blowing. You know, we've been dealing with south, southeast, southwest winds all week, and it made the outside. And I mean the outside. I'm talking about out in Britain Sound, kind of a little bit bouncy to fish in. But nevertheless, the Long Rocks community hole saved the whole week. So I would say today, I think we're going to have some of the same conditions. Water's low. I would not suggest going out of the Spalls Canal. I would go out of Bayou La Lutra to Baker's and go out through Bay Elwha to go out or Lake Elwha to Bay Elwha to go to Long Rocks. Water's dead low this morning. Don, we've been dealing with this every day. I mean, it's just been, you know, low tide in the morning, and it has been coming back in throughout the day. But I tell you, from the backside of the Margo Rocks, going to Anastasio, going down to Long Rocks has saved the week. The eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, all the way wrapped around to the bus cut up here, has been good. It's just it's been big trout, but not as many as they caught on the outside of the dam going out. So I think those bigger trout are trying to make that migration and heading on out to go start spawning. But live shrimp is the ticket. Although they did catch a few on plastics this week, both baits worked real good. We got plenty of live shrimp on hand, Don. It's a really busy morning here, just like it's going to be in Hopedale. We are hosting this morning. We have PBF Chalmette Refinery's annual fishing rodeo here, and down in Hopedale has the Italian-American rodeo going on, and they have the, some kind of redfish tournament going on at Delacroix. So all these places in Lower St. Bernard are going to be jam-packed. Have patience, people. We're going to get you in the water. We're going to get you going. No matter what marina you go to, just have some patience because, it's going to be a hectic day. it's just really, really busy.
Yeah, with all of those things going on at each and every marina, you can expect a lot of vehicle as well as boat traffic out there. Got to remind everybody to be safe. We're kicking off National Safe Boating Week, but I'm liking this forecast. Those winds look like they're finally going to lay down a little bit, and that'll allow the fishermen hopefully to get out there on that outside because, you know, this time of year, man, once you hit late May and get into summer, those trout head for that deeper water.
Yeah, that's right, Don. And, you know, as far as my snapper guys go that fish around here, they haven't been able to get out like they wanted. The guys that did go in Freeman catch, and they got out there, and they took a whipping getting them, but they went out there and got them. I'll tell you something else, Don. Look, if you haven't registered yet, you know, next weekend, I believe it is, Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. We're kicking off CCA Star Tournament. if you haven't registered, do so. It's well worth it. There's plenty of tagged redfish in our area here. So if you didn't do that, do that. And if you don't have a CETO membership, get one because it's a great insurance policy to have on top of that CCA Star Tournament ticket.
Yes, indeed. You know, last year you had a winner right there at the marina. Allison won that boat, you know, so and.
That's right. Ms. Allie Schultz won the boat. Matter of fact, she was here. They were here, I think, I think it was last weekend they were here. So, yeah, she's been coming out. So, yes, get that ticket. And if you don't think it could happen, it can happen to you, because I've had them catch it and not have a ticket and not have a star tournament entry. And, you know, these people were really let down after, you know, they found out they caught a tag redfish with no entry. So do that. It's well worth the money that, you know, it costs. And it goes to a great cause anyway. So get signed up.
Don't be that guy or that girl. That's what you want to do. Don't be them, the one that catches.
Exactly.
It happens
exactly.
Every year.
Exactly.
Yes, Robbie, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you're a busy guy down there, and hopefully people will come down there and take some of your advice and catch some fish and have a great time.
Yes, sir. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We're waiting on you.
That's
the way to do it. Bye-bye.
All righty. There he goes, Robbie Campo, down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, let me check my text message board. First two texts come in from Alabama listeners. One is the Backstrap Stacker. He's a regular. He says, summer's almost here. He's getting ready for that snapper season over there in Alabama. Hope the wind lays down next week. I hope it does, too, because those snapper are ready and waiting for you. Nobody's been catching them except the bad boys. And the second one in is our friend Wingbone from Wilmer, Alabama. And guess what he's doing? Yep, he's working on some of those Wingbone turkey calls. And Wingbone, I've got some wings for you from that turkey I got this year. So I'm going to be headed that way during this coming week. And I'll hook up with you, try to get together with you and get those wings to you. And we have the Louisiana River Chicken checking in with a report. Didn't see a gobble in the Pearl River WMA on my hunt in April. But did see plenty of cottonmouths. Yeah, there's a good population of them in the Pearl River. I've seen several of them. Nasty ones, too. You must have been lucky, because that was a lottery hunt that you got picked for, but I guess didn't catch up with a gobbler. But that's turkey hunting. All right, and then we have, same person, the Louisiana River Chicken. Headed to chase trout in Lake Bourne. Headed out with my dad and nephew. Good luck to everyone. Remind everyone to be kind and courteous to your fellow fishermen. Good, good statement. Thanks, boss. And we'll be back right after this and bringing up to date on what this means to have a national safe boating week and lots of upcoming outdoor events, rodeos, tournaments. Boy, they got a ton of them. We'll cover them for you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, for you first-time or infrequent listeners to the show, let me remind you we have an open text message board that comes in here to the studio. It's how we communicate with our listening audience. So if you'd like to ask a question, if you got a comment, or if you got a report to share with our fellow listeners, do it at 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. All right, we are beginning National Safe Boating Week today. And during this week, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is reminding all boaters about being safe, responsible, and knowledgeable while on the water. Right now is a perfect time for all boaters to inspect your boat and ensure that you have all the required safety equipment on board and that the boats are in good working condition. Now, the agents are going to be out in full force this week. They'll be doing boating safety checks that make sure that you have all your PFDs, your personal flotation devices, and each boat has a sober operator. And you're going to hear about some unsober operators in our bad boy feature this morning. Here's some stats on boating. During 2024, and actually this is between 2020 and 2024, a four-year period, there were 96 boating fatalities. Average age was 48. Now, to date this year, we've reported 5 boating fatalities. Of those 96 boating fatalities in those 4 years, 78 were not wearing a PFD. That is 81% of the fatalities. So if you don't think a PFD can save your life, the stats prove otherwise. Now, alcohol is another big factor, and it's one of the leading causes of boating crashes and fatalities. Alcohol impairs your judgment, your balance, your vision, and reaction time. It takes more dexterity and mental competence to operate a boat than it does a car. And so if you're drinking on the water, it is actually more serious and more detrimental than drinking and driving an automobile. And by the way, the penalties for operating or driving a boat while intoxicated, it's a DWI, just like a vehicle. And if you're cited, you will lose your driver's license and boating privileges whatever time the judge sentences it to. And again, on those 96 boating fatalities in Louisiana over a four-year period, alcohol was involved in 21 of them. So 22% involved alcohol. And if you're interested, anybody, this is by law, anyone born after January 1st, 1984, you have to complete a National Association of State Boating Law Administrators boating safety course to operate a motorboat if it's got over 10 horsepower. And as of now, in fact, since it began back in 2003, 160,000 boaters have been certified in Louisiana. Back to the stats. Of those 96 boating fatalities, 68% did not take a free boating education course, proving once again that the courses, abstinence from alcohol from the operator, you can use a designated driver, and wearing PFDs reduces greatly the chances of a boating fatality. Those classes, by the way, are free of charge, and you can get them anywhere in the state. If you want to sign up, check on the Wildlife and Fisheries website and look under boater education section, and all the details are there. So have a happy and safe National Safe Boating Week. All right, something else coming up. We've got the continuing Louisiana coastal cooking episodes on public broadcast stations across really the state and the country. The one that is airing this week in our area, it airs on WYES-TV. It'll be on at 9 a.m. this morning and 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's regarding oyster shell recycling. It's called Living Shorelines, and they explain the shell recycling program and how it helps combat coastal erosion. And, of course, there's some cooking portions in it, too. There'll be pot-fried shrimp from the Point of Shen tribe from Teresa Dardar. And then you've got Dickie Brennan, restaurateur with Gulf Shrimp and Vegetable Tacos. That'll be Chef Dana from Han and Carmo. So check it out. It's called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. You won't be disappointed. A very well done 13-episode series that's airing on public broadcast. All right, I mentioned we got a whole lot of fishing rodeos and tournaments coming up. Next week, during a Memorial Day weekend, one of the biggest, it's the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Gulf Coast Masters. It'll be at the Orange Beach Marina, May 21st through 24th. It's a extensive rodeo with lots of big money prizes, big categories. It's actually the fifth annual Gulf Coast Masters, so check it out. It's going to be held Memorial Day weekend, Orange Beach Marina. Also, this came to me today from yesterday from one of my friends. It's back on the Bayou. Here we go again. The Bayou Liberty Pirogue Race has returned, and this is the 68th annual. It's scheduled for June 1st. And it will be held at St. Genevieve's Church Launch right there in Bayou Liberty. And this is an ongoing, long-time event. And I got to tell you, I was entered in it several years ago and actually won the media competition. And I have a photo of that, and maybe I'll share that on Facebook coming up in the coming weeks. But anyway, there's all kind of races for kids, and there's two-man canoe races, there's girls, there's ladies, there's boys category. There's also a blindfold race with two-man canoe. The blindfold race is a lot of fun. Then the championship will be held the latter part of the day at 5:45 and 6:15 p.m., ladies championship and the men's. And no kayaks are allowed, only traditional pirogues in canoes, and you need to check it out. The Bayou Liberty Heritage Foundation are the ones that are supporting this, and of course, you can find out more about it by checking with them. All right, we come back after this. Got more fishing reports. Got some text messages to share. If you've got one, it's 504-260-1870. We'll be back right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got some text messages coming in from you, our listeners, and we'll share them with you. We got this one. It's definitely starting to feel like summer, especially with the swarming termites in Mobile yesterday evening, which got me thinking. Do they present an issue for fishermen fishing at night under a light off a pier? Do they help by dropping into the water and attracting fish? Just curious. Well, maybe. I've never had any experiences with termites under lights, but any insects that would be falling into the water underneath a light is certainly going to help, and I'm sure termites would if termites could get out there. Also wants to wish and congratulate to his youngest daughter, Caitlin, graduating from McGill Tulane High School last night. They had a graduation. Good luck to her and all the graduates in 2025. Well, I got a little graduation over at St. Patrick's over there in Robertsdale. I'll be attending next week. And congratulations to one of my nephews, Wes Dubuque, graduating from Archbishop Rummel, joining the Raider alumni. All right, we have this one. When was the last time did you hear of any bass reports coming out of the Lafitte area? I know since Hurricane Ida, the saltwater intrusion, it has been pretty rough. Thanks. Yeah, bass fishing in Lafitte used to be excellent, but had a lot of fresh water there and a lot of structure, a lot of vegetation. But it's gotten tougher, but, you know, bass do exist in water that's brackish. It's a combination of salt and fresh, so there's still some bass fishing there. But I don't get the reports that I used to from Lafitte. You're correct about that. All right, here's one from Big E. He's down in Thibodaux. Have you or any of your listeners had an unexpected close encounter with an alligator? He did yesterday. Well, I'll be back to talk about that more. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, to answer Big E's question, personally, I have had a lot of close encounters with alligators, but not unexpected. It was always expected. We were doing shows or hunting them or getting video shots of them, and we knew they were there, and they knew we were there. But one of my associates works with us on Tigers in the Wild, Lance Berger. So I have to get him on and get him to talk about his unexpected close encounter with an alligator in his kayak. It was kind of made national news. Anyway, any of you listeners that have had close encounters with alligators, tell me about it. Big E wants to hear it, and so does the audience. 504-260-1870. Unexpected close encounters with gators. All right, here's one from The Legend. Okay, The Legend. He's going to chase some sockeye, and that's a unique spelling of sockeye, unique as I've ever seen. I was going to Toledo Bent, but worried about the wind. Think I'm going to hit Tiger Lake. Any reports? Anyone been to Tiger Lake? Maybe you can give us some reports. Tiger Lake located in proximity to central part of the state, off of I-59, kind of close to the Red River. If you got any reports on it, for The Legend, let us know, 504-260-1870. Here's one from Redfish Robbie. He says, thank God I do not drink and I don't allow any alcohol on my boat. You know, I don't like to drink on a boat, and mainly because the sun. It gets hot out there, and with that sun beating down on you, man, it just gives me a headache. I might drink a cold one in the shade when I get back, but definitely I don't even drink on the water whether I'm operating a boat or not. Good for you, Redfish Robbie. All right, here's summer in New Orleans, in NOLA, May 15th to October 15th. That's pretty close. I'd say they should change official summer to those dates. And here's one said they had a call about baby gnats as opposed to adolescent or adult gnats. Not sure how they ascertain these facts. Juvenile gnats versus mature gnat? I don't know. A gnat is a gnat, a gnat. And, boy, they can be pretty nasty. All right. If you got a message, a question, or comment, 504-260-1870 is our text line. I want to remind you, another event coming up not too far off in the month of June, the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival. Got the competitive duck calling contest go on and lots of decoy carving, lots of good Cajun food. It's held each year at the LaRose Civic Center, and the dates this year are June 7th and 8th, and we'll have more info on that in the coming weeks. All right, I mentioned Bayou Wild TV. This week's show, it's got a Tigers in the Wild episode. It's called A Bear, A Monster, and Two Bird Dogs. We took Jared Jones, the first baseman, star for LSU, and the star shortstop, Stephen Milam, also known as the Monster, quail hunting in Poplar, Mississippi at Crane Creek. And you can see how that turned out. If you catch us on Bayou Wild TV, if you go to BayouWildTV.com, we've got all the stations listed in Lafayette, Acadiana, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, the River Region, Southeastern's Channel, and also in Lake Charles on Fox 29 in Southwest Louisiana. As well as if you don't get any of those stations, you can always catch it in New Orleans and my fifth channel 54. Which is My 54, Greater New Orleans. It comes on Saturday mornings before this show. Or BayouWildTV.com. You can catch it there. We have a YouTube channel. Don't miss it. It's a really good combination of a couple of star baseball players, not hitting balls, but hitting quail. And you got a real great call from announcer Len Rollins, who does the play-by-play. Don't miss it. Bayou Wild TV, we're in season number 14. 15, believe it or not. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check in with Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, find out how the fishing is out there, and talk to him, particularly those of you who may be interested in becoming a professional fishing guide or operating a professional fishing business. We'll see what has made him and his family so successful over the years. Back with his report after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's bring in Captain Kirk, Captain Kirk Stansel with Hackberry Rod and Gun. Good morning, Kirk. Boy, we got a beautiful-looking forecast today. How's that going to work out for you guys?
Well, it's going to be better than it's been the last few days, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I got to slow that wind down.
Yeah, we got a pretty nice morning to start out this morning. It, of course, around noon, it's supposed to pick up some, but, man, it's been brutal the last since Tuesday. Wednesday. Tuesday was a good day. It was about like it is today, this morning. Wednesday on, it's been blowing real hard. Of course, and look, we're having, when the wind's not blowing, we're catching fish, catching a lot of trout. When the wind blows, most of the guys, we're all moved north, and because the redfish are north, we're catching some reds up there. But the trout are down on this end. It's kind of crazy. It's springtime. You know, you can expect this. It's been windier than usual. I mean, all spring long.
That's strange that you got the trout down south and the reds on the north. Sooner or later, I guess the two shall meet, and that way you can do some combination trips. What have they been catching them with? How are y'all rigging up, and what are you throwing?
Well, when it's windy like this, it's been live bait. But I've been catching fish on top water, been catching them on suspended baits, Mirrodines and Corkies, the fat boy, been catching fish, soft plastics. It's just however you want to fish, basically. It's been good. There's been birds working, when it's not crazy windy. And a lot of nice trout, too, Don. I mean, there's a lot of fish. These fish are running anywhere from 16 to 20 inches. It's been a good spring for trout when we had the weather conditions to fish them.
That's fun baits to catch them with, too, I can tell you that.
Yes.
Kirk, you know, what we've been doing over the past couple of weeks, well, actually since last week, we had a listener wanted to know about how you guys, our professional captains and marina operators, have become successful. If you would, in a few words, you guys have been in business a long time, started by Terry Shaughnessy. You and your brothers took over and have brought it to another level and been one of the more successful operations in the state. In a few words, what advice would you give to somebody that's interested in starting up a fishing business?
Hard work. Let me tell you, I'm serious. I mean, you communicate well. Of course, you have to market. And, I mean, you have to stay, with your customer, talk to your customer. And that's basically it. And you have to spend time being there. I mean, people ask me, man, how you have long days. I tell them, I say I work 8 days a week, 36 hours a day.
That's a good way to put it. It's interesting that you mentioned that.
Hard work. 70, 80.
Yep. Because my daughter was on with me, and she can give a testimony. I have written a memoir, and the things I learned from someone about being successful, I sum it up in two words. Well, actually, a few words. It's clear thinking and hard work. If you put those two together, you're going to be successful.
That's right. That's right. You do have to have that clear thinking. You have to have thought, and there needs to be a thought process. Think things out, and you'll be successful. That's right. I mean, like in any business, you got to manage your money.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we give some advice to some of these young guys, and you guys have been in business. How many years have y'all been in operation over there?
I've been doing, this is my 46th year. Shaughnessy started it 5 years before I did. So it's been in business over 50 years. Yeah. The one thing I left out is customer service.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
that. That is the most important thing, yeah. I mean, you got to have customer service. It's all about the customer. It's not about you out there fishing. It's about them. Look, you got different skill sets every day when you go out there. You know, you have a guy one day, he can throw a fly rod. He can walk the dog with that topwater bait. And the people the next day, you have to teach them how to handle a spinning reel and how to cast with it. And you have to make everybody comfortable.
Exactly. Got to take care of those customers, and then you build up that customer base with trust, and they know
that's
that you're going to provide for them, and you're going to be honest with them and fair. They come back again and again. They tell their friends, and before you know it, you got a business. Well, you know, but the most important thing I think you said was it's customer service, hard work, and a business. And for people that think that they're getting into the fishing business because they get the fish, it ain't about that.
No. You're not. There's days out there I don't fish at all. You know, I mean, you know, it's just that, and that's what a lot of these young guys do nowadays. You know, they're going out spending $100,000 boat to go 75 miles an hour, and they think that, well, I'm going to get to fish every day. I mean, well, that's the wrong attitude to start off with.
Yeah, they better find another job and fish on weekends. And, you know, it's as good to give them that information to discourage them as it is to get them involved. And thank
that's
you for
right.
talking with us about that. Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and come out there and do some of that fishing with you, give them the contact info.
Okay. The number is 337-762-3391. Our website is hackberryrodandgun. You spell out the word and.com. You know, we got that live cam feed where you can see what we're bringing in every day.
Yeah, I'd love to look at it. Thanks for the report, and thanks for the tips and advice on a successful guide business. We appreciate it, Kirk.
Okay, well, good talking to you, Don. You're welcome.
Man, I got to get over there and fish with you guys. Been too long.
Yes, sir, you do. So, come on down.
Gotcha. All right, Kirk, we'll talk to you next time, buddy. Thank you again.
Okay. All right, have a good weekend.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel boys out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Very successful business. All right, we got another successful businessman. We're going to chat with him. His name is Captain Darrell Carpenter, and he works out of Grand Isle where his lodge is located. Back with him right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And now we take you down to Grand Isle, one of the really popular places to visit, particularly this time of the year, early summer. Usually turns on before most of the other areas, and Captain Darrell Carpenter's in the middle of it. Darrell, what's going on the island this morning?
Well, Don, the first thing I can tell you is you can take that weather forecast. You got to tear it up and throw it in the garbage can because they sure missed it down here this morning.
It ain't happening for you. What's the winds down there?
It's been a steady 15 all morning. It acts like it might want to try to calm down, you know, the last few minutes, but it's been a steady 15 all morning, south, mostly south, southwest. It's presented itself, you know, I mean, and it's been that way all week. It's made it a very challenging operation here lately. The river's dropping, the water's trying to clean up, but with these strong tides and this high wind, we're getting, you know, we're getting some resistance to it. You're having to really spend some time and ride around and try to find some fish and try to find some clean, you know, good clean water. But it hadn't been an easy task. It's not the normal Grand Isle where you just jump in the boat, you go hit, you know, Independence Reef or something like that, and you know you can be guaranteed a day, so to speak. You're having to work for them. It's a lot of fishing, some catching.
Yep.
I mean, it's just been tough, and that's where you gotta start putting those skills to work. You know, you gotta become the entertainer and make them realize that it's a you know, it's an experience and it's a memory that you're making, not necessarily sitting there just bringing 100 trout back.
Yep, that's what makes those trips so sweet, is because there are some that not so good. And a little bit disappointing, but any day on the water is a better day in the office. I saw that someplace. Darrell, you've been in business now for quite a few years. You've been reporting on this show for a number of years. For young people aspiring to be successful charter captains, what advice can you give them?
Well, Don, I mean, you know, it's challenging these days with all this social media, these instant book things and stuff like that, but I've always been, you know, I don't want somebody booking me on a computer. I want to talk to that customer. I want to know what their expectations are. I want to know what I need to gear up for and make sure that we're going to understand what their wishes and try to fill it. So I would have to say it's, you know, for me, it's always been about being honest with them. Like today, it's windy. These guys are showing their, well, they haven't shown up yet, but we got word that they're still hungover. So, you know, it's be honest with them. I mean, you're showing up here still drunk from last night. It's a windy day. It's tough. You know, so as long as your expectations are set right, we're getting in the boat and we're going fishing. You know, just clear communication with a customer. Learn the entertainment aspect of it, because the fish and Mother Nature are not always going to cooperate. And, you know, be honest with your people. You know, be, if you set the expectations too daggum high on days like today, then you're bound for disappointment. And that breeds hard feelings.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying is under-promise and overproduce. That's the way to handle that. As far as somebody getting into it, what do you think it takes to start up a fishing business?
Well, these days, it pretty much, unless you've got, the secret to the charter business these days is having the entire, if you look at all your big outfitters, the secret to it is having the lodging and the meals and the catering and everything with it, because that's where your profit margins are, point blank. So it's don't come into this thinking that you're going to retire on it, and, you know, not in today's world. You know, make sure you got a good business plan going and look to try to expand as you go. You know, get your foot in the door and try to expand as you go to include the entire package, because in today's corporate world and today's economy, that's what it's all moving to. So, you know, everybody's got to start out somewhere. Start slow, but just know that you got a significant investment. Like I just heard Kirk and him say, plan on working 80 hours a week. And, you know.
Yeah, 8 days a week and 36 hours a day is what he said. So that's pretty much it. All right, Darryl, thanks again. We appreciate you being on and giving some advice to maybe some people that they can start up, or maybe some who will be prevented from making a mistake and thinking they're getting into a business, which they're going to do nothing but have fun and fish, and it's really all about customer service. Somebody wants to get you, Darryl, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site at Real Screamers.
Got realscreamers.com, where we've got, you know, most of the information involving our trips and so forth. Or, like we just talked about, pick up the phone. It's 225-937-6288. And, you know, Don, something I've said for years, if your charter captain don't have 15 minutes to talk to you, what makes you think he's got 8 hours to spend on the boat with you?
Hey, that's a good one. Thanks again, Darryl. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, my man. Thank you. Bye.
All right, coming up after the top of the hour break, gator encounters, unexpected. I got a couple of them. If you've had one, 504-260-1870. Questions, comments on the guide business, if you want to weigh in on that, we welcome all of it. All right, we'll be also getting some more fishing reports. Captain Mike Gallo joins us, our plastic man Ryan Lambert, and Butch Ridgedale will give us our paddler's report. It's all coming up in the next hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And good morning. Welcome into hour number two. Got more to talk about is some upcoming fishing rodeos and tournaments. Also going to get some live fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo and Captain Ryan Lambert and Budge Richdell, so stay tuned for those. Also getting your text messages in at 504-260-187. A couple of those unexpected gator encounters. This one says, I was at Basson's Alligator Cove now in a kayak. A five-footer came at me open mouth, hit him hard with the paddle on the nose. First time I got on plane in the yak. The gator was hanging close to the launch as well, probably getting fed. Yeah, he's talking right there. That's from Old Dog. I also have this one. Good morning, Don, JT, and Varnado. Caught Amanda Shaw at the Rockin' Bowl a couple weeks ago. She sung your theme song. She has actually sung it on the radio, and here it is. This is what it sounds like. Now, that is Amanda Shaw along with Choppa doing their version of Louisiana Saturday Night. Amanda's done some TV shows with us and in the swamp and played some fiddling music. Great little entertainer. All right, we also have this one. Here's one that says, my gator encounter wasn't very dramatic. I was a kid playing on the lakefront in Metairie, proclaiming myself the $6 million man. I lifted up a driftwood log when a three-foot gator took off like an OPP inmate into the water. Scared the hell out of me. A gator in the lake? Maybe the spillway was open. Believe it or not, Lake Pontchartrain does have alligators in it. They come out of the bayous and the rivers and all kind of areas, and some of them, I think, stay there in the lake. But don't think you won't encounter alligators in Lake Pontchartrain. Here's a tip. Morning, Don. Easiest way to avoid alligators, look at the marsh. If you notice matted grass, leave the area to them. When they are nesting, they may get aggressive. Life in a kayak makes you aware of your surroundings. Just a hint. That's from our friend, the Lafayette Yacker. You're absolutely right, and we are in that time of the year where the mama gators are nesting, and you do not want to interfere with what they've got going on as far as nesting, because that can end up really, really bad. All right, gator encounters that were unexpected. If you had one, send it with us, 504-260-1870. We're going to talk to Captain Mike Gallo, see if he's had any encounters with alligators lately, and also we'll get a fishing reports for you. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. I'm Don Dubuque on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Say, have you ever been out on the water and you see a big, bright yellow boat out there? Looks like a giant banana. Well, chances are that is one of the Sea Tow boats, and they're probably on their way to provide service for one of their members. And they could be ready to tow somebody in, jumpstart them if they have an electrical problem, maybe just as simple as bringing them some fuel if they ran out. Whatever you need, Sea Tow is like having a AAA but on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and you can get it by just one phone call. That's all it takes. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, and maybe even easier than that is just visit seatow.com, get signed up, and be safe. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, you're on the water already. Have you got any fish in the boat yet?
I don't have any fish in the boat. I'm sitting at the mouth of Wrigley's Pass. We are about to go across Lake Bourne and pursue some redfish today.
All right. I have that vision in my mind. I know where you're headed. When's the last time you were fishing at northern part of the Biloxi Marsh?
It hadn't been too very long. I caught a decent amount of redfish, a lot of small ones. So we got extra live, extra bait, extra dead shrimp, and we're ready to go see if we can put some redfish in the box.
Sounds a little windy out there. Is the forecast off? They were calling for 5 to 10. That may be later in the day. What's it doing now?
My weather radar said it was blowing 12 when we left. Just when we pulled up a second ago, it was saying 9. So it seems to be close. We'll just slow and steady make our way across. And once we get in the marsh, we'll have plenty of protected water. We're going to have some four horseman corks and circle hooks, and we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. I love to fish over there with you. You know, the thing is, you hardly ever see another boat over in that area. If you like to be isolated, that's a spot to go.
That's part of the reason I'm going, and obviously I know Cito's got my back in case anything should happen to go.
Absolutely. Well, what advice would you give trout fishermen for Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area right now?
Well, obviously, you're going to be, depending on the size of your vessel, you're probably going to be closer to the South Shore where you can be in protected water. But it's been productive all week. Some places have been a little bit of a grind. You go back the next day and you catch them pretty well, and then the third day it's back to being a grind. So stick and move. If you find some and you want to grind them out, grind them out. And if you like to stick and move, if you do it often enough, you'll come across some fish. Live shrimp on the bottom has worked. Once you get them going pretty good, mix in some matrix on the bottom, some plastics, the gulp works. You can put a nice box of fish together. Still some good size fish in the area. We had several fish 19 and 20 inches over the last few days. So they're there. It's just a matter of can you get to them? And if the forecast holds true and it drops down in the next couple hours, then you'll have more options to go seek out and try to find some fish.
Mike, looking out over Lake Bourne, do you think it's going to be possible to check out some of those triple tail and spot them, or is it a little too choppy?
You know, I've seen those things in four-footers. It doesn't seem to bother them at all. They just going with the current and laying on their side, bouncing up and down. I always look for them, so I'll certainly be looking for them on my way out and on my way back.
Mike, last week you gave us some tips and advice on building a successful business, which you have done, and this question came up from one of our listeners, and I'm sure there's a lot of young people out there that are looking for a fishing career. They love to fish. They're really into it, and that's what they choose to make their life's career, but a lot of times they get a misconception about what it's all about. What advice would you have for somebody about starting up their business as a fishing guide?
Well, as far as business, obviously customer service is certainly a plus. You can't be rude to your customers no matter what. And a lot of your customers hire you because they don't know how to fish. So there's a lot of educational aspects to it, teaching the customer, help him be successful, and he'll either buy a boat or he'll come back and fish with you more often. And it helps to have a passion for what you're doing. If you don't like what you're doing, no matter how much money you work, you make, you're still not going to like it. So I'm fortunate to like what I'm doing, teach people, help them become better fishermen. And look, Don, in 25 years, we hadn't depleted the fish. So that's not a concern.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, give me a typical day in the life of Mike Gallo. Tell me what time you got up, what you've done so far, and what's your day going to end like today on this Saturday?
So let's see. I woke up at 20 minutes to 4, and the first thing I'm doing is looking at my phone to see the wind direction, check the forecast, see if it's been updated or changed, and then a quick little breakfast, get myself dressed, head over to the lodge, lower the boat down in the water, put ice in the boat, put my bait in the boat, look over my rod reel, see if I need to grab any extra tackle, corks, whatever the case may be, and listen to the Don Dubuque show, right? Then, obviously, my customers came downstairs. We loaded them up in the boat. We got one that's under 18, so we put a life vest on him, and we jumped in the boat, and we started making our way out across Lake Bourne. We'll fish the leeward shorelines, current around points, things like that, put a pattern together. We will have success. I'm pretty certain of that. We'll head back. Safety's always, you know, top priority. So we'll make sure we have a safe return. We get back to the lodge, we lay the fish out, take pictures of them, clean them up, send the customers on their way. And I head home, shower so that I smell like a human again, and get on the phone, call tomorrow's customers, see what time they're going to be arriving, how many they're going to have. They might have booked saying they had two, and now it's changed to three. Or they may have booked saying it was four, and now it's two. So that'll make a difference in how much bait we get. But you're going through that process of getting those customers lined up for the next morning, some visitation with the wife, conversation, maybe watch a little TV, in bed by 9 o'clock. And then it just starts over and over and over.
Yeah, and in between, you got to handle phone calls from new accounts and people with questions and emails, and make sure your equipment's all. You got equipment update. You got a full day, starting at about 3:40 till 9 o'clock at night, or maybe even later.
Yeah, it is. After a while, it becomes a routine, and it'll loosen up a little bit when July gets here. When the heat gets here, we don't seem to do as much fishing, and I'm not I'm not totally mad at that situation.
Well, Mike, good luck today to you and your customers, and we'll check in with you again next week, and thank you for the report and also the advice and what it's like to be a fishing guide.
I wanted to tell you that my favorite encounters with gators are when they're fried.
Understood. Have a good one, Mike. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. So you want to be a fishing guide. So they said it's a great life. You have a lot of fun. Well, hard work, clear thinking. Remember those two things. Also got some more advice coming in on our text board. We'll get to that and also some questions, so stick around. But when we come back, we're going to get a paddler's report. If you like to fish in a kayak, Butch Ridgedale is going to join us with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Fishing Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. It's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. He's out there stroking, trying to get in range of some of those fish. Our paddler's report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters on Airline Drive in Metairie. They'll open up today about 10 a.m. You can check into their fly tying and fly fishing classes. They've got paddle equipment, kayaks, sharp-looking gear and apparel, some of the latest local fishing tackle for the local area, and they are really a fly shop specialist. So check them out. It's called No Wake Outfitters. You'll love it. It's an easy location, plenty of parking on 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And we're talking to Butch Ridgedale right now and giving us a paddler's report. And, Butch, everybody's talking about this win we've had this week, especially tough on paddlers. Got any tips or advice on what's hot?
Well, I went out yesterday to Lake Martin, and I hid in the trees, but it was pretty bouncy out there. A lot of fish were caught. What boats were out there, and there were some kayakers out there also. Really doing really well in the brim, fishing the cypress trees on the inside. I saw several guys out there and doing really well. I bass fished. So I actually got lucky and caught some really nice fish yesterday. Hadn't been in a while, but had a good bite kick on about 7:30. It lasted for about an hour and a half. And got out of there shortly thereafter. But brim fishermen, if they want to go get some food, fare for the fish fry, it's really good right now. I was just catching them just one after the other.
Butch, where's a good place to put in at Lake Martin for kayakers?
Well, at the public launch, the parish actually built a area off to the side of the boat launch they just redid about 3 years ago that's strictly for kayakers. Back up to it, unload your gear. It could be a little bit better with the bottom. They put gravel there, but slide right in there. You know, none of the guide boats or anything park in that spot and in and out real quick.
Yeah, you're not far from those trees either. It's not a long paddle if you're paddling, huh?
Oh, no, you can start fishing almost immediately.
What's your favorite way to rig up for brim if you're fishing them?
Slip cork, little jig. I don't do it that often, but that's just the easiest way. You know, you figure out what depth they're at and just do that with a little spinning rod.
Or crickets under a popping cork. That'll certainly do it under those cypress trees.
Yes. They've got an artificial cricket that someone's come out with. A friend of mine showed me last weekend. Looks like a little white piece of a miniature marshmallow with some legs. And he took his son, and he said he must have caught 30, 40 brim on one piece of bait.
Wow.
It's really durable. Yeah. It's. He told me that the place they were buying it and something new that's come out, but it's he said he used that. He said they made it just as good as they ate crickets.
Hmm. Who makes it and where can you find it, you know?
Actually, I'm not sure the name. The only place that I know of he told me was a place in Broussard called Country Station. So
right.
I haven't been by there to pick it up yet. So it's a gas station, food shop, bait shop that's in Broussard. It's kind of well-renowned around here.
All right. Dusk to Dawn's coming up. You know, that's kind of a marathon-type tournament from 5 in the morning till 9 at night. It's sponsored by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Tell me more about how it goes, and are you fishing it?
Oh, I'm definitely fishing it. We're actually doing something different this year.
So Lafayette Club and Bayou Coast decided, me and Matt Dearman, who's the president of the, we're both presidents of the clubs, let's double dip. We'll have both tournaments the same day. That way you can really go after it. So the Lafayette Speck and Redfish Cup, dawn to dusk. Star opens that weekend. I mean, it's a lot going on. Memorial Day weekend. So target together. Bayou Coast Stringer is 2 redfish up to 30 inches, which will be CPR. So we're not keeping any, you know, you can keep the trout if you want, but, you know, the redfish is strictly CPR. And 5 trout. And then, well, I think Lafayette is 3 trout and 3 regular slot reds. Of course, they're also, that's also CPR. So you catch about, you know, 5 trout and 3 good reds, turn them in and see what comes out. They've got about 14, they're going to pay out about 14 places combined. A lot of the guys, I looked at a little web page we're on this morning, a little group chat, and a bunch of them are out scouting about. I know some guys tried earlier this week on the west side, and it was pretty bouncy. Water's still dirty, but they're actually catching some fish on the west side. I've seen some good reports out of the east, even though with the wind. I think there's going to be a lot of good fish caught next weekend.
Yep,
and I hope it's me. And I hope it's me.
I hope it's you. Yeah, it's total length, and I believe the cost is like $35 a enter.
I would say you're right. That is a Calcutta you can buy in both events, another $10. But the Bayou Coast, we're doing something. They're doing something. I say they, we. I'm in both clubs, and I always say they, but I'm just as much a member as anywhere. We're doing a morning and afternoon big fish Calcutta. So you can catch a big trout and a big red in the morning. And then I think it's after 11, they start again. So they'll be paying out 2 more big slots that way. So it makes it interesting. The boards will be turned off. Nobody's going to know what anybody else has until it's over. So it kind of, you know, it kind of makes people say, well, I don't have much, I'm not going to keep fishing. You just never know.
Right, exactly. Encourages everybody to turn in their results. Sounds like a fun time, Butch, and thanks for giving us a report. We appreciate it. That's going to be next Saturday, the Dusk Till Dawn. You can find out more and register at bckfc.org. Also, probably on the Lafayette Club site. What's their website, Butch?
LafayetteKayakFishing.com.
Easy enough. Thanks, Butch. We appreciate it. Talk with you next time.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right. There he goes, Butch Ridgedale. Got a nice bird in the background there, too. Love to hear that. All right. We come back after this. Bad boys of the outdoors. Let me tell you, alcohol and water, they definitely don't mix. And hopefully these guys learn their lesson. They're up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, got a comment in on our text board that says, "Nah, Don, have her sing It's 4 a.m. song on your show with regard to Amanda Shaw singing Louisiana Saturday Night. Maybe I'll get her to do that one, and we can hear her version of it." All right, got this information. How about getting a $1,000 reward? Could you use the money? Well, you can claim it if you know and actually report to the Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office who was responsible as an arsonist on April 13th or the 14th of setting the pier, the fishing pier, in the Point of Chien Wildlife Management Area on fire. Anyone with information about that, you contact either the Bayou Region Crime Stoppers or Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office or the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and you could collect a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who were responsible for that fire. It was a destroyed pier, had been there for about 3 years, and it was included a special kayak launch and a renovated boat launch, and someone, for some reason, decided to set the pier afire. And if you know who it is or got some information about who it possibly could be, turn them in, turn over your information. You can remain completely anonymous and pick up a $1,000 reward. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause, and I'm going to come back to tell you about some guys that didn't really realize, I guess, how serious drinking and boating can be. Well, they found out about 2 weeks ago. We'll tell you what happened on the TICFAR 200 Poker Run right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents and the Louisiana State Police troopers issued numerous boating safety citations and made a total of 8 DWI arrests while patrolling the waterways for the 2025 TICFAR 200 Poker Run on May 2nd and 3rd. Now, for those of you not familiar with a poker run, it's an event where the participants travel to different checkpoints and they get a playing card at each stop. And then the goal is to have the best possible poker hand at the end of the run. There's a lot of fast boating and, in this case, some drinking that went on. And now facing possible $1,000 fines, up to 6 months in jail, and temporary loss of driver's license and boating privileges for DWI on the Blind River and the Blind River Diversion Canal. Our 54-year-old Wallace Wolf of Gonzales, Todd Bourgeois, 38, of Paulina, 24-year-old Dustin Miller of Franklinton, on the TICFAR River, Brandon LeCompte, 43, of Youngsville, 31-year-old Cortland Ray of Livingston, and 58-year-old Joseph Bardzalowski of South Dakota, and Stephen Holland, 29, of Kentwood, while for careless operation of a vessel after he operated that boat involved in a boating incident that resulted in serious, non-life-threatening injuries to himself and his passenger on the TICFAR River, facing a $300 fine and 30 days in jail, is 31-year-old Blake O. Carmadel of Maurice, and cited for second offense DWI on the Blind River and facing up to a $1,000 fine and 60 days in jail is 30-year-old Chase Hebert of Prairieville, Louisiana, our bad boys of the outdoors. Now, all prior to National Safe Boating Week, and that's this week. So, again, alcohol and water don't mix. If you're going to be drinking, use a designated driver in a boat as you would in your vehicle. All right, let me get back to the text message board. We're getting several unexpected and some expected gator encounters. Here's one said, I get a gator encounter every week when I go urban fishing in the canals of Jefferson Parish, behind the courthouse on David Drive, West Napoleon Canal, by Airline Park, West Esplanade, by Transcontinental and Vintage Canal. See them all the time. Hopefully they don't snatch up some youngster fishing on the bank. I would report that. Those alligators need to be removed. Now, that's not a good place for them, and, you know, not just kids, but dogs especially. Gators love a dog or a cat that gets too close to the bank. And I know those canals, but, man, what are you fishing for there? Got to be garfish, huh? What else is it? Tell me about what you're catching in there. Here's one says, a stormy good morning from Ohio. I hope it clears up for you. Only gators we got up here are terragators, which are huge tractors, and the only thing I caught this week was a bad case of poison ivy. Sometimes gardening is for the birds. Got the steel man checking in from Covington. He's about to hook up the flatboat and sight fish some reds around the Wrigley's. Hope the weather cooperates. All right, we take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to the Plastic Man, one Captain Ryan Lambert. Cajun Fishing Adventures is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. Good morning, Ryan. And I'm not going to repeat your compliment to the weathermen that you told Colin, but it looks like they blew it. And I've looked at several different forecasts, and the worst wind I can find that they're reporting is about 15 knots, which is down at Southwest Pass. But everything else, they're talking light stuff like 7, 8, some places 12. Did they really blow it? Is it that bad down there?
Well, you do 7 plus 8 plus 12, and you get closer.
Yeah, well, it looks like they blew the wind forecast for this morning, so that's going to put a lot of places out of reach.
Yesterday, the same thing. You know, when they say 5 to 10 here, you got to add them together. You just don't go 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was sitting there getting my tackle ready last night and had three big old bags of snapper stuff out, and I was cleaning it all up, making it so nice for the day. And at 1 o'clock this morning, I was getting a live shrimp off the boat, and it's blowing. I can't hardly stand up. The guy in the shrimp boat said, man, it's rough out there. And he was right there in the bay, right next to Joshua. So, yeah, it's blowing. But the good thing is, it's blowing the same direction all week. And when it does that, it makes pretty water on some shores. So you're able to get out there, you know. The girls went down to Venice yesterday, and they caught fish. The rest of the guys went east to get away from the wind. So, we're catching fish, but, boy, it doesn't make it very easy when it's blowing like that.
No, definitely. Well, Ryan, we've been talking to some of the guides, professional fishermen, and we talked with you about it last week, but a listener wanted to know about what makes fishing guides successful and give advice to some young people that may be thinking about starting up. And you've been in business. How long have you been doing it now?
47 years.
47 years, man. That's
a long time. Buddy.
That's a lifetime. It's a lifetime. Well,
yeah,
what do you think?
It really was.
It's not like now. It's not like when you started. Things are totally different. If somebody's interested, somebody thinking about it, you know, we got a lot of young people that love the fish. They got a lot of energy, and they're thinking about, you know, swapping or getting into that as a career. What advice can you give them?
Well, you heard what I just said. I was up at 4 o'clock yesterday morning, and I was still up at 1 o'clock this morning taking care of things. I had two broken air conditions, two broken washing machines and a broken lawnmower. On top of all that, with 30 people, you don't think of I'm working 8 hours. You don't think about I got to do. You just put your head down and struggle through it. You know, I'm 67 years old. I'm still doing that. So it's not about fishing. It's about everything. It's about entertainment. It's about taking care of a business. You know, being a fishing guide, if you just have your boat, you still got to think about, okay, my customers are coming in. I got four guys coming in. If you don't have a lodge, okay, where am I going to put them up? Let me make some arrangements for them. Then let me go check on them, make sure they're all right at night, and maybe go eat dinner with them. And then in the morning, you got to make sure, you know, they're okay, got breakfast, and they're going to show up. I mean, it's so much that it's just not fishing. It's a business, and you gotta want to live it and want it, or you can't do it.
How much fishing do your guides actually do when they go out? I'm talking about personal fishing for themselves while they got customers on the boat.
And that all depends on the customer. I have never in 47 years had a customer ask me not to fish.
Mm-hmm.
because they want to meet, and they want me to show them how. And that's the best thing about going with a guide, is to learn tricks and tactics and places. You know, that's the best thing. But my guys, some of them are fishing, some of them not. If they're sitting on a point with shrimp and a cork, they'll sit on a seat and put the shrimp on, or stand there and take fish off. And, you know, because you're catching a lot of catfish and rat reds and things of that nature. So a lot of them will sit there and just wait on the customers. But I fish plastics, and if people want me to fish with them to find a pattern and to find what the fish are doing. But we fish.
Yeah, so, I have had some guides tell me that they've had customers who told them not to fish. You know, that they were there to bring them to the fish, and they weren't there to fish, which I think is kind of silly.
No, I've heard about that a few times, even with a couple of my guys, or somebody would tell me the night before, we don't want the guide to fish. We just want, sure, no problem. You know, and that's like if you tell the guide where to go, no, we need to go over there. Well, you're responsible for what's in the box.
Right.
If you guide me, you're responsible. So, you know, if you go with a guide, let him guide you. You know, it's a wonderful business, and you meet wonderful people from all over the world. I mean, it's been so good to me that in my whole life is I am the fishing guide is Ryan Lambert. You know, it's just who I am. You know, wherever I go in the world, hey, when I first started dating Carmen, she didn't know what I did, and you know, we go to the mall or we go to shopping or something. Everybody coming up, hey, how they doing? What they doing? You fighting? She said, "Is there something I need to know about you? You got scales or something? What's going on?"
Yeah,
she said, "You get paid to fish?"
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about, Ryan. Nice chatting with you as always. Hopefully, this wind will lay down for him tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you again next week, and hopefully get a little.
Yeah, I want to get on those snappers and those mangroves. I want to get on them again. I've been doing real well with them, but it's fun, and I want to get back on this week sometime.
Yeah, you're turning into an offshore fisherman. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. Near shore. Near shore.
Near shore. I got you. All right, my friend. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
There he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, one of the most successful businessmen as far as fishing. And he'll give you some advice on all of these guys. If you're thinking about going into business, talk to some of these guys, find out what it's really all about, and really if it's for you or not. All right, when we come back, I got the winners of the raffle, the benefit for Captain Mike Helmer, who the winners were. Maybe it's one of you listening. We'll be back to run down those, and also got some calendar items and some text messages about alligator encounters. We'll be back right after this. All right, a lot of you have been listening, and thank you for those of you who participated in the benefit for Captain Mike Helmer, had some health problems, and also encountered some unexpected medical bills, and to help the family out, there was a raffle conducted. Some of his fellow charter captains very generously donated trips, and I want to announce the winners. There was a two-person charter with a two-night stay up at Pickwick Lake in Tennessee with MLF professional captain Jimmy Washam. That was won by Lee Underwood. The four-person overnight stay, a trip with Captain Phil Robichaux out of Lafitte was Brian Brockway. And the trip with Big Dog Charters out of Lafitte was Bill Weiss. Joe Macon won the trip with Captain Bo Weber of Delacroix. Marty Graham was the winner of the Captain Lane Zimmer trip. That's out of Delacroix. Also in Delacroix, Captain Sean Thornton's trip was won by Ben Lawrence. Captain Bart Simo out of Delacroix, that trip was run by Clay Schweizer. Chris Walker won the fishing trip with Dead Reds Unlimited out of Venice. And Trent Walker won the trip with Captain Glenn Poche, who fishes in Lafitte. The Shimano spinning reel with the St. Croix rod, what a rig that is, was won by Ben Merriweather. The 85-quart angle ice chest was won by John Hebert Sr. And the automobile detailing was won by Jay Algaron. And a 12-gauge Harrington Richardson pump shotgun won by J.D. McLaren. And a lot of people won T-shirts, Hooked on Healing T-shirts. So that was Josh Andrews, Jamie Sinon, and Clay Schweizer. So thanks to all of you who participated and contributed to that. And congratulations to those of you who won those fishing trips with those very generous fishing guides. All right, let's get back to your text messages. This one says, this is from Deb in Florida. Interesting that you only put a life vest on someone under 18 in your boat. Really? Why doesn't everyone in the boat not wear a life vest? Well, the law in Louisiana is someone under 18 has to have one on, unless it's a boat over 26 feet, I think. But it's up to the individuals. Now, you got to have one on board for every person there. That is the law. But to wear it, that is strictly left up to the individual. And certainly the statistics prove that if you wear your life jacket, your chances of a fatality from drowning or otherwise are a lot less. All right, we have, we're talking about fishing those canals, the urban fishing. And it's Jerry from Kenner. He says that the canals in Metairie and Kenner has a healthy population of bass and bluegills. I've caught 5-pound bass before, so it's a nice solution to fishing fever. Just don't eat them. There's too many chemicals from the neighborhoods. I think that's a good piece of advice, Jerry. And here is a question for Ryan Lambert, and maybe I'll ask him this next week. How many times has a customer wanted to tell you how to hunt and fish? And I'm sure he and our other guides have a lot of answers to that. Maybe we'll pose that question to him. All right, we got Dixie George checking in from the Dixie Ranch, a hunting club over in Lacombe, congratulating his grandson, his first hog, 189 pounds, and he enjoys hunting with him. All right, so we got kind of a long alligator story here. I don't know if, let's see if we got it. He says, it's not exactly unintended, just the opposite. But back many years ago when this person was in high school, they had an encounter with a 5- or 6-footer. Back in those days, they weren't as plentiful as they are now. True, they were once, if you can believe this, they were an endangered species. And now we're getting to the point where we're pretty much overpopulated with gators. Anyway, they use a car headlight on a battery to spot them. They paddled up. Him being in front of the boat decided it might be nice to look at one up close. Got in range, jumped out, landed with his hands on each side of its mouth, in my legs, around his body. Had the best, it's hard to follow this, best, anyway, the gator was in his clutches. He went down with it. When he came up, he gave it a pretty quick release, and all in fun. Neither of us hurt. Jumping on alligators out of a boat, that can be a little bit risky. All right, so that's going to kind of wrap it up for us today. Hope you'll join us again next week. We do this every Saturday morning, 2-hour journey into the great outdoors. It's like we open up the door to the camp, and our listeners come in, and we chat about fishing. We swap stories. We give each other advice. We got some professionals in the charter boat industry, as you've heard them talking. We've also got marina operators that give us the latest information to help you get out and make the most of your outdoor trips. All right, let's say thanks to Cullen Steele. He's back at the mothership pushing all the buttons at all the right times. We appreciate him each and every Saturday morning, and we appreciate you and invite you back next week and every week to do this little journey into the outdoors we take. 504-260-1870. Put that phone number in your book or on your phone and make it one of your contacts, so when you get some information for us and got a question or a comment or a report, you can send it to us and we'll share it with the listeners on the show. All right, boy, well, I'm looking ahead to the next few weeks, and, man, we have got a lot of fishing rodeos to talk about, fishing events. And don't forget to watch Bayou Wild, our episode called A Bear, A Monster, and Two Bird Dogs. See you next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.